Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, lovely friends from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
Well, this is Asma and
I am Beta here.
Sometimes when I look back, I just start count the number of obstacles I have been through. I have just put behind myself.
Yeah.
And then I come to think that, okay, what if these obstacles did not exist? Would I have a better path in front of me?
I don't think
ahead of me?
No. You know, I'm dealing with these obstacles right now because I have a lot to do. I have a lot to study. I have a lot to practice and implement in my life.
The life of a doctor on earth is a warfare.
I believe there is a lot to know. The more I study, the more I feel that I need to go further and deeper in that area. And the thing is, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people around me. I have different suggestions. I have, you know, there are different opportunities to go out, to have fun, to leave. And sometimes I feel like maybe this is the real life that I have to go through, to have fun, to do this and that. But sometimes when I'm so serious about my future, about my field, and about my job, I feel like all those things and thoughts are obstacles.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm telling you that I'm struggling with those things right now.
I do understand.
And, and the thing is, these obstacles are a need, are a necessity for you in order to be better, to grow,
for
to
your
develop.
Self-growth, yes, but I'm not sure that is good for your success because sometimes some obstacles get into the way of your life and then, yes, true, they would lead you to growth and they would give you maturity,
But at what cost?
Yeah.
You know, everything
has
got
a cost.
Yeah.
You are going to lose something. Like, for example, a sort of a special talent you had is going to be wasted. Like, for example, a sort of a special desire you had is going to be forgotten forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that obstacle gets in the middle, you have to, cope with that. Human beings are complicated.
They are. And I believe at the end of the day, everything is up to time.
Yeah.
You know, time is the key here.
And of course, everything happens for a reason, aside from those problems and obstacles that you yourself bring into your life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we talk about obstacles and problems and the things that are coming in the middle of your life, and they work as something that would prevent you from improvement, establishment, or flourishing, are the things that you yourself have brought into your life.
Yeah.
In these occasions, unfortunately, regret even is going to be added to the fact that you're not successful because you already have brought an obstacle into your life.
Yeah.
So you regret the day you met that person or you read that book, you went into that interview or whatever, you know, as human beings, we have a lot of examples that would prove that to us. So there are two types of obstacles. Obstacles that have been put into your life by you yourself and the other ones that are just coming out of nowhere. It's just the work of destiny, let's call it. Let's just put the burden of that on destiny and call it destiny.
About the first category of obstacle that you mentioned, that are the obstacles that you yourself bring in your life.
The most excruciating ones are the ones that you yourself bring into your life.
For sure, because it will lead you to a kind of vicious cycle. You will regret all the obstacles that you yourself made to yourself. And then this kind of feeling of regret will lead you towards a road of depression. That depression will have its effect on you and
you may
on your
hate
productivity.
Yourself, you know?
You may hate yourself. And then this hatred will lead you towards another obstacle, another...
And the cycle goes
Yeah, the
like
cycle
that.
Goes on. And about the second one, the point is, you will use this word of written destiny. It is what will happen. I have nothing to do with it. There is nothing I can do. These will be your justifications, your excuses, in order not to be better.
Well, so there are...
Both of them are difficult.
Both of them are difficult, yeah. But still, I do believe that the ones that I myself create for myself are the ones that are too difficult because I cannot escape myself.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
There are a lot of...
obstacles.
A lot of obstacles in there. And by the way, you're listening to Youth Station. And this is Asma, and Bita is with me. Yeah. I'm enjoying her existence in...
Thank you.
This
pleasure
amazing,
to be here.
Cozy corner. And we're talking about the obstacles, obviously. Well, let's start from family.
Family.
Families might create some sort of obstacles for their children without even knowing what they're doing.
The thing is, I'm really happy that I was born in a family that understand me, that support me, that actually put me in a way towards my success, towards my...
All but not stories. All families are
But
like
unfortunately,
that.
Not all the families in our society are like that. Whenever I talk to my friends that are really depressed, that have a lot of problems, I find this root of their family in their problems.
Yeah.
And this is so sad.
I do believe that family could be the wings that God gives you as a blessing to fly to the highest point of perfection.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, family... could cut your wings that God has already given you, make you that fledgling bird that is always dreaming about flying, but they would never be able to fly because their wings have been cut down at the very first point.
Yeah, and you know, there are so many psychology quotations, like for example, it doesn't matter what kind of family you were born in, this is your future, you can make it. But sometimes the effect of that cutting wings that you mentioned,
no, I don't
the scars.
Stuff.
Yeah,
No. Family has got a great impact on you. The same is with society, the same is with the school, with your friends, the circle that you're involved in. We've seen many people who they didn't have a good family, but they were involved in good circles.
Yeah.
Like they had perfect friends. Like in their schools, they met some very perfect people. Like even a teacher, like someone who's a wise and sagacious person gets into their life. They work as a mentor to them. They change their life upside down.
Yeah.
So who's going to ignore the idea that, okay, this person is saved because... aside from family, they don't have that perfect family, but they have a good circle of friends, a good group of people to just back them up.
Yeah, I do agree with that point. And another dimension of looking at this point of obstacles is the times that you look at life like something which doesn't have any kind of dimensions. You look at it as a kind of, I don't know, white paper. And it's not like that. Sometimes you feel like your emotions are... the biggest obstacles you are dealing with. But it's not like that. It's because the way you're looking at emotions.
There are different stages of psychological and mental development for each individual ever since they are born. So, if a problem happens to me at the age of 2 regarding that mental development, I can never get rid of it. Unless I just go for remedies, I don't know, unless I just decode that mystery for myself and then solve that problem. Where it started? It started from the family. So I guess family is the first square at which you're going to just get towards your establishment, your development. That's the first place. So whatever they do and whatever imprint they're going to have into your brain is just going to work as a way of improvement, as a way of helping you to get into your better version, or as an obstacle that would hinder you from getting into your best version.
Yeah, and the thing I was mentioning was the point that it depends on your perspective in different aspects of life. Not sometimes, most of the time, this perspective comes from your family,
exactly,
as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, you believe in something that you don't know even what is the source and what is the root of that mindset that you have. Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? You yeah. don't know, but you have this mentality about things.
Yeah, so this is the first step. Like for family, and we all know a lot of examples. Like, we have seen a lot of our friends who yeah. wanted to go for a special major, and then their parents didn't let them, and then that child stopped and quitted studying just because of the harsh rules that their parents would set for them. And then let's go back to society. Well, again, just as family has got very deep impacts on your personality, on your perspective, society also would get its way into your brain through the ideologies that it creates.
The biggest difference between your society and your family is that you cannot choose your family, you cannot be a part of your family as someone who will lead you, someone who will raise you. But when it comes to society, you are a part of the society, so you have a role to make it.
Okay? And I have a role to here tell you that we have to go for a break.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Welcome back. Well, this is the last part of today's episode. We're talking about the different obstacles that we might have in our life, like in myself,
yeah,
like in society, like in family, and different types of them. And you were talking just about the obstacles of society.
Exactly.
And you said that we can choose our society, but
when you are struggling and you're talking with your parents, you feel like there is a kind of authority. But when it comes to society, that authority is in a different way. So when you feel like you have a role, when you feel like you are the responsible party here, then there is something for you to do. And this feeling that you are capable of doing something will help you more in order to struggle with this obstacle of society.
If you are going to be a nonconformist in both of them, if you're going to have an idea that does not look like the common and prevailing yeah. idea, you're gonna suffer no matter what. You're gonna suffer. But the thing that you mentioned, which is very important, is that as a human being, you have the power of changing your environment.
Yeah,
you have the power to at least have an effect, an impact on your family and on the society as well. You're going to fight those obstacles and achieve what you want and be a flourished person, I suppose.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a lot to talk about these obstacles, and I believe we need to wrap it up to some extent.
Exactly.
And the point is, the last thing that I want to mention here is the way to deal with these obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
The first step that you have to take in order to deal with the obstacles, it doesn't matter if it is your family, whether it is your society or whatever, is to change your perspective, is to actually
yeah.
delete and omit your prejudice, your
exactly.
Background thoughts about everything.
The stereotypes that are
yeah,
there.
The stereotypes and generalization.
Thinking,
yeah.
generalization and naturalization of society.
Exactly.
The essentialization. Like, for example, something means the same way that people define it. Okay, you try to change your glasses and look at
yeah.
it in a different way. Maybe you accept even those ideas. Who
exactly.
knows? Maybe even those obstacles turn out to be a way of improving yourself or growing.
Yeah, and sometimes you will make opportunities out of those obstacles.
Yeah.
And do not forget.
It's very
forget.
Difficult, of course. It's not
it
easy.
Is.
What we're talking about is not like, okay, maybe some of the youngsters who are listening
yeah.
to us would say that, okay, it's easier said than done.
For sure.
For sure it is. But then we're saying it so blatantly that if you are going to have something that nobody else has brought into this
yeah.
life, you have to do something that nobody else has done. So it's perfectly clear. It's just logic, you know?
Yeah, it takes time. It is so
difficult. It's
and
like a drudgery.
Yeah.
You're going to suffer. There's a lot of pain in the way. But at the end of the day, if it's what you wish to flourish in this world, then if you try for it, if you put too much of effort on it, I do believe that you're going to flourish it. And these obstacles
exactly.
are going to turn like driving force even.
And the last thing I believe that is the gist of whatever we talked is that you are not perfect and you are not supposed to be perfect.
No one has asked you ever.
Yeah, but you are supposed to be in the road towards the perfection.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, and I guess like this, we can say bye to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, farewell to you guys. Until another session, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.